Green Bay's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Justice has made public the final report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his election interference case against Donald Trump. It says that Trump used lies as a weapon in trying to overturn the 2020 election, and says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The Special Counsel making it clear he believes prosecutors had enough evidence to convict Trump and maintained his investigation was free of interference or influence from political actors, the Justice Department, or anyone else. That prosecutors had evidence to prove that the 2020 election was not stolen despite Trump's repeated allegations to the contrary.
Trump responding on social media overnight, calling Jack Smith a lame brain prosecutor and saying, quote, the voters have spoken. As the Santa Ana winds pick up again in Los Angeles, raising the risk of more fires, some landlords are being investigated for price gouging as people whose homes have been destroyed search for someplace to live, several arrests for looting as well. This is ABC News. Add New York to the list of states where cell phones could be banned in schools. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul hinted at the statewide school cell phone ban proposal at a roundtable Monday, citing concerns, she says, for students' mental health. She says details will follow later this month. Other states and cities have issued their own rules restricting cell phone use in classrooms. In Connecticut, school officials show measurable improvements in students' grades, attendance, and behavior. One high school saw a 7% drop in chronic absences since the ban took effect. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The first official hearing of the impeachment trial of South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol ending after 4 minutes today when he refused to show up. The check is literally in the mail for about a million Americans. The IRS this month sending out payments to people who didn't get COVID stimulus payments and then failed to claim a credit on their 2021 taxes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A where she said, you know, I've been singing for a long time and now I'm a toad. Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A few flurries this morning. It'll be partly cloudy all day, and it will be cold. Our high 16 with a wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 2 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to talk about what to expect from the Trump administration with the inauguration less than a week away.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I got sneezed really bad.
There you go. Good timing, John. 606-39. We'll write it down.
I got to tell you something. That was always one of my biggest fears in doing TV.
I was just going to ask you.
TV would be.
Doing a sportscast or something, and you got to do that.
Never had it happen?
Never had it happen. Oh, my God.
What about hiccups or something like that?
No, nothing. Coughing. Sometimes I've had coughing kind of spells.
Yeah.
But sneezing was, because sometimes I'll sneeze like three times in a row.
Yeah.
You've heard them, just loud sneezes.
Yeah, that you don't want on the air. There was that guy, I think it was at ABC, but they went over to him with the camera and he just kind of choked. That panic. Remember that?
Dan Abrams or something like that?
Yeah, he had a panic, which was
He was like a big time guy.
Yeah. He was there a long time. A long time, but he was there. And then that one day,
Dan Harris.
There you go.
And he just...
I remember. I know.
Felt sorry for him. I didn't know if he was like sneezing then.
Yeah,
but he just,
no, you're right. He had like a panic attack thing. Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure that's never happened to you. I wouldn't think.
I've caused a few.
What are you looking at?
Hey, how about them Vikings?
Yes. You guys are happier than I was.
They
got smoked.
They got smoked from the get-go.
It was nice to see LA win, too. With everything going on there.
I agree.
You know?
Couldn't agree more.
It's not.
What are you doing?
The shirts. Everybody was wearing the LA, the fire department shirts. You know? They really leaned into that big time. Like, I thought.
Did you see they sold 52,000 tickets in 2 hours for that game?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying is that they really promoted that. And I think, I don't know if that, I guess it did help them, but yeah, they came out, pardon the pun, smoking.
If the NFL does script stuff out, that would be perfectly.
You know what's still frustrating, though? The level of intensity they came out with versus the level of intensity the Packer came out with the other day.
Yep.
And same thing happened where the Vikings got punched in the mouth real quick and never recovered.
Yeah.
And the same thing had happened with the Packers.
I don't think that's a big mystery. Even the Packers said we got to start strong.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. But so anyway, that was great.
So I showed you guys that other big thing that's going on.
I couldn't believe that.
Talk about Philly fans. This guy went so far over the line. And you know what? Stuff like this has probably happened 1,000 times, but people didn't record it on their cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Some guy was so vulgar, so horrific to a Packer fan, a lady. The things he said to her. Beyond belief.
Yeah.
What he said to her.
Yeah, that makes throwing snowballs at Santa look like nothing.
Like nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
So
He's got to be. If Roger Goodell and I don't want to get on my soapbox here, but Roger Goodell, who keeps putting in our face all the time, you're racist. Right. You people are all racist. Lambeau Field, you got to end racism. Okay, that is a serious form of racism right there.
Yeah.
Attacking that woman with the words right. he said. If that's not racism, I don't know what is. And if he's not banned from every stadium in the National Football League, right. then Roger Goodell is a loser. That's well,
Eagles,
all I'm saying.
And the Eagles got to step up, too.
Everybody's got to step up. But all the other stadiums have to step up. Yeah. And you know what you got to do? You got to say, okay, if we find this guy in a stadium, whoever owns those season tickets, you're banned for life.
Yeah, to sell them to him. Yeah.
Yep. Otherwise, you're I'm going to go to New England. I'm going to go to wherever. Yeah. I'm going to go to Pittsburgh. Nope. If you're there, whoever owns those season tickets, you're banned for life.
And on the other side of that, I mean, that guy was such a jerk, but the Packer fan was like, don't call her that. Like, he was kind of like
right,
respectful
to,
a little bit.
Trying to be.
I might have tried something else.
And hats off to her. She kept her cool.
She just kept her cool. Yeah,
she did.
Wow. I would have.
I
ran off crying. Like,
that or just throw a beer in a guy's face. Or just, there would have been a fight had I been there. You know, I wouldn't have won. Look at my ass.
What?
Okay, you know, there's a vision.
Hey, I know. You know what I read from them? So there's this other lady, I guess, was outside the press box. And sometimes those press boxes, the people are just right outside. I mean, they're like here, and they're right where you are, Todd. And there's glass. Maybe it's even open in some places. And some woman was standing up, I guess, yelling at the Packer media. And I guess Domofsky started pounding the window and said, sit the bleep down. Domofsky reminds me of you. Just kind of like fights the guys. He's like
I don't care. I'm gonna get
I know.
But
I
guess Scrap Iron Gadaski. Remember him?
So, yeah. So I asked Domofsky, hey, can you come on the show? He said, I can't tomorrow, but I can this week.
Okay.
So we'll get it from him.
We got that slot open on Friday.
Perfect. Right. Let's do it. Yeah.
You know, talk about how close you can be. And this is back in the day, but Howard Cosell came to Green Bay and was announcing. And that press box was a little bit closer than it is now. And the fans in front of him weren't as nice as they could have been.
Well, okay.
Do you remember that?
Was that 86, maybe?
Well, it was a long time ago, John. 85, 86? I just started public school. But anyway, I just remember they...
Really?
Yeah, they were saying things and turning
really?
Around.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
And again, cell phones have really changed the world a little bit. I mean, that would have all been on there, but I just...
wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, the fans weren't very nice to Howard Cosell. I just... I don't know why I know that, but...
And if it was 85 or 86, I would have been in the press box. It would have been the game against the Bears.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it was their first Monday night game in years and years and years.
All I know is one of the people picking on Howard was a friend of mine. He gave me all the details on it.
Were you with him?
No, I wasn't. No.
Wow.
Jim, you want to come clean?
I had no idea. I was running for office.
We each get like five picks.
We get to play What's My Line.
What did I do? My first one? Your neighbor with the really loud snowblower in the morning.
The leaf blower.
The leaf blower, rather. That's my first one.
Anyway, but that was just so uncalled for. And those games, you know, they're there to watch the game. And just, that was unbelievable. I mean, it's fun ribbing people at games. Like, even when we went to the Super Bowl, and I tell people.
Oh, we got a text or something here, Todd. What is it?
I just wanted to see if I could, like, find the story that you're talking about. But another story came out about Howard Cosell, who apparently was kind of sick and then decided to drink at a promotional party before a Monday night football game and then threw up on Don Meredith's cowboy boots.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. Okay.
But this ribbing is kind of fun, but I just want to say that at the Super Bowl, we beat the Steelers, right? That game that you and I were at. And we're kind of going back and forth and, you know, and after the game, the guy turned around, shook her hand, said, good game.
Cowboy fans? Or Steelers fans?
Yeah. And I said to Don, I'm not sure I would have done that had we lost.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, really. So there's some really cool fans that know how to tease people yet respect them.
Right.
But that Philly guy, he's out of control.
Unbelievable. So that's going to be an interesting story to follow.
And if it's as big as you say, would you say there's like a million people saw it?
Oh, multi-millions.
It's crazy. Every news outlet has the story in the video.
Multi-millions. I mean, they've tracked him down. Like, like his home phone number.
Oh, my
God. He's erased everything, every sign of social media and everything. His company's had to put out a disclaimer. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But the Eagles haven't said a word.
You see, that's...
The NFL hasn't said a word.
No, the Eagles...
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're okay with the Viking loss?
Oh, my God. I loved that. Like, you can't believe.
Me too.
I just enjoyed it because I just got some really good friends who are so,
I know,
fervent Viking. And yeah. Here's the deal, though. Every year, it's their year. Oh, man. This, oh, my God, this year. And they just love giving it to me.
Yeah.
So I have no problems giving it back. None. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they, no, wait, what happens?
What, Todd? You know what we need to do in honor of that game?
What's that?
Come on. Musically, what do we need to do in honor of that game?
I don't Vikings? Know.
Ram it.
I will find it. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will do that.
Happy Tuesday for you. It yeah. is freezing cold out. I mean, cold. 1 degree below zero in Green Bay, 1 degree in Appleton, 1 degree in Oshkosh. Feels like, is that 18 or 16?
16.
Feels like it's 16 degrees below zero.
It does. I don't walk too far, a couple blocks. It was cold this morning. I should have had a hat. It was cold.
You know, I still, even in reading Driver's book there the other day, it's like, how do you play in that weather? How do you grip a football to throw it? How did Bart Starr, after 3 hours, throw those passes in the ice bowl?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about, you said yesterday that maybe there should be, if it's X.
Right.
But what is X? You know, it's 10 below, or if it's 10 above, when do you call the game? You know, I just think it's never.
But wouldn't you think a 16 wind chill?
Yeah, I mean, but what about 15? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we should get into that. I think we're getting into, I don't know, Pandora's box. I would leave it alone. I think it's
okay. Look at in baseball and even in high school football, it's arbitrary. I mean, they've just decided, okay, if the Lightning is X number of miles away, we cancel the game, we postpone the game. Rain wise, it's just if the umpires decide, what do you think?
I remember I'm sure you were there too, at a Packer game, and everybody go inside because it was Lightning.
Yo, that's family night.
Well, that happened on family night, but no, this was a real game, and nobody left. People are like, I'll get hit.
Yeah, you're right.
They just, I know that people are a little upset about that, or that, not the people, like the media was upset that people didn't listen to that, but.
Oh, I was in the media. I wasn't upset.
I don't know.
Lightning doesn't scare people as much as it probably should.
Yeah,
wouldn't you agree?
Well, it's because of the odds.
Yeah,
but you know, like those in D.C. Remember that? That these people they're from Wisconsin.
U.S. Open that the U.S. Open years ago in Minneapolis, a couple people just zapped.
Yeah,
no question. Yeah. It's dangerous, but people you're right. It's like,
what are the odds?
70,000 people here. What are the odds? I'm gonna get hit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I know. Well, anyway, today is Kite Day. Why today? Why today is Kite Day? I don't know.
You think they'd be in July.
Yeah. Organize your home day. I was reading how the level of stress when things are disorganized, like in your house, in your place, or whatever. And you know what I say? I wish I had that gene.
Right.
I'm at that right now. I just haven't had time to really get things the way I want them to be the last couple of months. It's driving me crazy.
I believe it.
Yeah. But look, when we come in here, the desk is clean. You know, it just makes us, but it just gives us an opportunity to think clearer. Can you imagine if we came in here with folders on our desk?
What did Larry McCarron say about working with me?
It's like working with a rodent.
Like sharing an office with a rodent.
That's right.
Today is dress-up day. I do that every. Oh, dress-up your pet day.
Yeah.
Do you put milk? Oh, here it is, Ram it. Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Los Angeles Rams victory over the Minnesota Vikings last night. How about a little 1986 Ram it?
That is funny.
Do you know how to ram it, John?
Yeah, baby.
Jim, do you know how to ram it?
No, I can't.
Ironically, there's also hot pastrami sandwich day.
Best hot. You got it. Poke the bear, right?
Yeah.
Hot pastrami sandwich.
I love that.
That is a good one.
Phenomenal. We got to start a quick break. We got a full lineup. Robert Kennedy's going to be joining us. Not the center. Back up.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Man.
This was the Los Angeles Rant. Everybody tried.
If Eric can't get it, I will and I can. I'm strong as you come, but I've got a brain. And stopping me is like stopping a train.
I'm Carly, the general of the D. I make the calls, I'm the coaching LB. This motorcycle, he's got style and class. If you come my way, I'll knock you on your ass. Today's the name's intimidated. Pass my way.
What year is this?
What did you say, 86?
Okay, so it's right after 80.
Because everybody tried jumping on the Bear Shuffle copying that.
It was the 1985 team, so yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. I'm sorry. White guys dancing can be bad enough when they're sober. Okay.
But dancing in the
in
video.
In uniform.
And
yeah,
trying to rap.
Just trying to rap. One of the guys in there is Nolan Cromwell, that was a Packers defensive back coach for a long time. He's one of the guys. All got blow-dried hair. You got to look it up, folks. 1986 Los Angeles Rams. Ram it.
So what do you think? You think they're going to run the table?
Rams?
Yeah. They look good.
They look good. But that defense was what 9 sacks ended up with. Boy, it was.
Then again, it was the Vikings.
You know what was weird, though? And even Aikman was saying this. There were like 5 minutes left to go in the game, and they were just walking up to the line. I know they're down by 18, but kind of walking up to the line of scrimmage and running the ball. And it's like, it was. And then in the last 2 minutes, they start throwing it again, and Darnold just got pounded. I mean, pounded.
Yeah. I heard that this morning. They don't know about him.
Well, they won't. They probably won't re-sign him now.
Right.
He went from they all admit it. I mean, let's be honest.
Came out of nowhere.
Well, not only that, but he lost a lot of money over the last 2 weeks. I mean, like millions and millions of dollars he lost over the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
The type of contract he would have gotten.
Oh, I see.
Because he played spectacular during the course.
He did.
I mean, he was in the running for MVP until Lamar Jackson just went crazy. He was in the running for MVP.
Wow.
And he just hit a wall. Man, that happens. I'm telling you. It just happens.
Well, better they find it out now than sign him.
So, I know. Wow. I have to laugh.
What do you think about our buddy, Coach McCarthy?
Yeah.
First of all, just for people who haven't listened before, he's kind of a friend of John and I's. I mean,
absolutely.
Friend of yours, but I mean, he was very supportive of me.
His wife.
He's, yes. Just, and I was telling these people last night, you know, what a good person he is, you know? And I see that they couldn't agree on a contract, so he didn't really get fired,
and they
right?
met for like 6 hours right. or 8 hours or something.
I think he probably said, Jerry, I'll see you after the season. You know, because right. Jerry does every press conference. Right. And, or I don't know if it was that or play. I don't know. But it'd be interesting if he goes. I think it would not be good for us as the Packers for him to go to the Bears. I don't think that
They've got an interview like
I know
today or tomorrow. Then do you see who Cowboys are looking at?
Yeah, your buddy.
Who? Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I think that's show, don't you?
No, I think he's going to get the job.
No.
I think he's going to get the job. Here's what I think.
Too many theatrics over there, not enough like.
I think Jerry likes that though.
Yeah,
This would more to the table.
It would.
Right?
Exactly right. You're exactly right. And you know what else it would do? It would take some of the shiny light off of Jerry when things are going badly, because Deion will still be out there cursing out the media or whatever like he was doing in Colorado. But I also think this. This is just my weird little mind. I think he would say, I'll accept the head coaching job if you do one favor. I'm not sure who has the number one draft pick this year, to be honest with
Tennessee.
Is it Tennessee?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And we go to them and say, listen, I'm going to give you our number one pick. I'm going to give you our number two pick. I'm going to give you our number three pick. But you give us the number one pick so I can draft my son as a quarterback.
Ooh. Oh, man. You know, that's, wow. That's weird enough that that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
With the people you're
right
with the chess players and the pieces you have,
right, yeah. With the characters involved.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'd grab some popcorn and watch that.
I know, right?
So would I.
I could see that happening. I absolutely could see that happening. Yeah. Why won't Jerry, for the love of God?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Why won't he give it up? I mean, as far as for being the... His kid. Damn it. Was it been 25 years?
Yeah.
Since they've been to a Super Bowl?
Well, you talk about people that won't let go. Some of that announcer that was falling down and or can't dance. And just, you know, but who's going to tell him?
I don't know.
Obviously doesn't listen to his wife. I mean, she's probably saying, look, Jerry, let's retire. I don't know.
But, I mean, at least, okay, handle the financial part, whatever you do. Whatever. I mean, isn't he literally one of the 20th richest guys in the country?
Okay, he can't spend it.
I mean, grandkids can't spend it. But he's just got the ego that gets into these people. It's bizarre.
But the media feeds into that ego too. They're the ones. They should just say, Jerry, we're not going to interview after the game. We're just going to interview the coach. But
except for one reason, he's good sound, because he'll say inflammatory things, and then that's the story of the week. Let me tell you something.
I think.
The media likes shiny objects.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, because
it makes your job easier, and the people will hear it and say, what an idiot that guy is. But you're watching, aren't you?
That's all that clickbait.
Exactly.
You just want to get one little
listen, piece. Jim with the terms here.
Just Mr. High Tech over here.
He was hanging out with the creator of that Doritos commercial yesterday. So now
that's what I heard.
I was. Yeah.
We're impressed with that guy.
I was with those guys last night, and I want to help them.
I've already been thinking about that video I want to do. The Welcome to Green Bay video.
They are all in on, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about, obviously, this show. We talked about the draft. He thought for the Breakfast Club, you know, reaching out. They have a lot of ideas. There were five people in that meeting, and they're all, you know, a couple of guys with the baseball hats on backwards. Yep. And I'm thinking, this is how it starts. You know, you read about these companies that started some garage, and then all of a sudden they're... But, man, that's a lot of talent sitting around. Very, very creative.
So that's Adobe Bryant. He is a local here in Green Bay. Yeah. Created that Doritos commercial that's
right
in the top 25, right?
Pardon me?
Walnut Street?
Yeah, they're right on Walnut Street. Yeah, right in the corner of Walnut and Quincy. And that Doritos commercial, thousands and thousands of submissions. He is one of 25.
Right.
It gets narrowed down to 3 today.
Let me ask you this.
And then it goes to the
public vote.
Public vote, yep. We are really going to lean into that.
Is it too risque for the Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I thought about that, because even our friend who was on here, not Karen McDermott, who's the Press Gazette editor?
Chris Leonard?
No, no.
Huh? Yeah, Chris Leonard?
No, no.
Oh, Press Gazette.
Press Gazette, who does the movies and
Kendra.
So she, did you see that article she wrote about?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. And he was in the paper, right? I mean, the press.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't see it.
Yeah, and she just thought there was I don't know how she put it, but she had a kind of a cute surprise ending. It wasn't like not a risque surprise ending. She kind of said it was acceptable.
I mean, it's really creative.
What about Donna? Would she like that?
Yeah, she looked at that. She thought it was. She watched it twice. She goes, okay.
Well then.
I'm not saying she loved it. I think it's
House
really
would have a year long supply of Doritos. Yeah.
She went, that's all I'm saying. I got home and there are Doritos there. I'm like, what?
I ain't saying nothing. Back after this.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, what was supposed to be an uneventful World Ag Supply Demand Report on Friday turned into quite the newsmaker. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Greg McBride is a commodity broker with Allendale Incorporated. He said USDA proved the January World Ag Supply Demand Report can rock the trade. USDA made cuts to both corn and soybean numbers here in the United States while leaving South America's crop unchanged.
What does it look like with no changes to South American production at this point and a record overall production expected between Brazil and Argentina? We already know that the price of beans is lower in Brazil than it is here, but the price of corn is still holding firm on the U.S. side of things, even though we know that that's going to shift over the next month.
Greg McBride with Allendale Incorporated. He says now it's going to be a matter of trying to figure out just exactly what happens with our U.S. crop. Soybeans received a little bullish news, but McBride said both marketplaces are facing uncertainty with the news about the South American crop. Where do the numbers stand as we get started on a Tuesday morning? I've got those next.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
On Monday, barrel cheese gained 3 to 188. 40-pound block cheese was up 9 at 191, while AA butter gained a penny and a quarter to 261 and a quarter per pound. This morning, the February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 13 cents right now, 20.47 a hundredweight. March corn's down a penny at 475. December new crop down a penny and a half at 456. March beans are still up 4 at 1057. November new crop unchanged. March wheat also unchanged at 545, with July up a penny at 568 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Tuesday trade session. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few flurries this morning. It'll be partly cloudy all day, and it will be cold. Our high 16 with a wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Tonight down to 2 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court
justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, I address whether the January 6th committee destroyed evidence. You know, that little tidbit that's been flying around the MAGAverse. It ain't true. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An 83-year-old man died and an 18-year-old woman received non-life-threatening injuries in a crash in Washera County Monday afternoon. The accident happened at about 2:45 in the town of Deerfield, which is not far from Wautoma. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing their investigation, but evidence suggests the vehicles collided head-on. It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child. Genpact RW Services, a global company with multiple office locations across the United States, has announced that 54 Wisconsin remote workers will be permanently laid off. The 54 workers received direction from the company's offices in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The layoffs will begin March 10th of this year. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversations. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Happy birthday. By the way, not even joking there about hot pastrami sandwiches. Is there anything better than a hot pastrami sandwich?
No, they're not.
Hey, did I tell you about my soup?
Well, I saw pictures of it.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring any in? Or what's going on?
No, I got to tweak it. I got to tweak it.
All right. He said that, yeah.
What did he say?
He said it didn't have any seasoning.
Well, I don't use salt. My blood pressure, the doctor told me, he said, if you can do one thing, throw away your salt shaker.
Yeah, but there's non-salt salt.
Well, I don't know if it tastes. But anyway, so
what? It doesn't taste as good. Yeah, yeah. You're right. So, how about garlic?
I did. I put in some garlic salt.
Okay.
Which is put in, yeah.
Which has salt in it.
I'll tell you exactly what I made this all from scratch. Tell you what I did, okay? First of all, I used Nikki's unbelievable kettle, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a good piece of it.
So, I bought mushrooms and fried them up in butter with chicken. Festival has this chicken that's cooked, it's pieces of chicken, and you can buy it. And it's something about part of like a 20, you can spend $20 to buy a meal for somebody or a meal for a family. So I bought one for myself. So anyway, so I took that and pulled it apart, fried that up with the mushrooms and butter. Okay.
That sounds good so far.
Okay. Yeah. Then I took bone broth. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really, that's something I, bone broth. I
yeah.
I don't think we had that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think I was asking for your advice here. I was just telling you what I did.
All right. And I don't know why you had to fry those mushrooms. God. Why couldn't you just cook them in the soup?
Because you get more of a flavor with the butter.
Okay.
Okay. You know what my dad always used to say? You want to improve something? Add more butter. So that's okay. So that. So then I put the bone broth. And then I put some cornstarch and a thing of half and half.
I saw that. I mean, it looked like you had half and half in there.
And then a thing of shredded cheese.
All right.
That's good.
Then two things of frozen vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then mix that all up, mix it all up, mix it up. And that's what it was.
What was the base? What was it, mushrooms or chicken?
Chicken, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so far it sounds really good. Yeah.
I think I should add some wild rice or some brown rice.
I was going to say, maybe
needs
that's
a little
what you need,
more something some and more. Or,
and that'll thicken it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little more flavor. Nikki kept saying I needed thyme, but I couldn't. I don't know where you buy thyme.
Yeah. It's just anywhere.
You can buy dried thyme or you can buy fresh thyme in the produce department.
But go right down from like the veggies and then they have that little like cooler and go in there. And
what
they
does
have
it taste like
then?
What kind of flavor does it give?
Oh, my goodness.
It's strong.
I need something just to make. So I'm not going to bring it down to you guys until I tweak this a little bit.
Do you have carrots in there?
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Frozen vegetables are one of the great things ever invented.
You gotta put some garlic in there and more pepper.
I think, you know what I didn't do? When I fried up the thing, I didn't fry up onions with them. And they say onions can really enrich the flavor.
Why are you frying everything? Just put it in there.
Because I like frying things, Jim. It's healthier for you.
Kitchen smells
good. It does build flavor.
It does.
If you
fry them with butter and onions and stuff. Absolutely. So anyway. So actually, another thing I was thinking was bacon. Maybe a little bit of bacon for flavor.
Oh, you know what? That is what you were missing.
Yes.
Because that'll add some salt.
And then
right?
Add a little, get smoked bacon and put that in there.
Yes. That would bring
that,
it all together.
And don't fry it in one of your pans. Put it in the oven.
Yeah.
And at 400 degrees and just let that cook and get it. There's your answer. And then cut that up and put that in. That'll be good.
So
that
do I
would be
fry
good.
Up the bacon?
Well, don't put it in the oven.
Did you pour the bacon grease in with it?
No.
Don't do that.
I thought God, for
the, no,
okay.
No, flavor. It's flavor. No.
Michael says, next time I'm in, I'll bring you my homemade butter chicken Indian food.
That sounds good.
That sounds
I love
really
butter
good.
Chicken.
I am totally, I told you guys, my youngest daughter's getting pretty serious with this Indian guy, and I want to honor him but that Indian food, if you looked at those recipes, it's like the ingredients, it's like 16, 17. It's just a lot. So I have to go buy some ingredients.
Has that one opened, the old Gippers?
We're talking about that. I just talked to Laura about that.
I want to try that as soon as that opens. Because you know what I've had one time I really like was Thai food.
Yeah, Thai food is very good.
There's a good place in Manitowoc. There was a Thai restaurant. And it was really
good. A couple of
good
ones in Green Bay.
Yeah,
Thai food's good. But that Indian restaurant at Gippers, I'm excited about that. Because it sounds like...
Me too.
We got a couple good ones in Appleton that I go to a lot.
Right. There's one on College Avenue.
And Wisconsin, there's one as well.
Okay. Yeah.
You know where I would go if I was in, and I know you do this, I would have gone to that, was it Haitian food? That you went to a couple times?
The guy that was here?
Caribbean.
Caribbean,
Yeah. That's good too. Don't get me hungry.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, but isn't that nice that Liz, three old white guys, isn't that nice that we are interested in, international food?
Yes.
Here's why, though. John and I figured this out.
Well, it's cheaper.
We had the same moms growing up because everything was watered down.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I felt bad about that. Lovely, wonderful Josephine, my mom, but grew up during the Depression. You know, and again, I'll be honest, your mom was in prison for a couple of years and whatever. and her dad was crippled, as I said, from the mine. But she would make, I mean, she would all, you know, she didn't work. She never worked when she was married. She'd always... But even like the chocolate chip cookies you'd make, if you found two chips in one of the cookies, you scored.
Home run.
You know what I mean? Like whatever our recipe said, I think she did about half just to extend things. And she didn't need to. My dad had a great job in the mines.
Well, but they're...
But they just had it in their head, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hear that.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. What we're saying is that not only do we want to learn more about international food, but... It does have more flavor than American food.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It just does.
Well, it's just different, right?
Like maybe it's just different.
Indian food, half of those spices you probably don't have in your cupboard.
Right.
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 And maybe the only time you're going to use them is when you make that food.
Curry an Indian food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Big time.
Boy, there's some good ones out there,
there's
too.
There's some great.
I've got a great curry spice that you would like.
I'd like to start up a Pakistanian restaurant and call it Babu's from Seinfeld. Babu! Jerry Seinfeld, you're a very bad man! Very bad man, Jerry Seinfeld! Babu!
John, careful. Jeez.
What were you saying about three old white guys?
right. Wow. Well, you're not old, Todd, but just be wise. But that Indian food, I do. That's one of like my goals. Not just because I got this new potential son-in-law in my life. I just think it's great tasting food.
Yeah.
It's strong.
Hey, I was reading. You know what has gone up the most of anything you'd buy? Not even at a grocery store, as much as like a gas station type thing. You know what has gone up like 400% in like 6 years? Beef jerky.
Really?
Oh my God! It went from like $1.50 to like $8 for a thing of beef jerky. Why would that skyrocket? I mean, it's still just leftover parts of the beef, wouldn't it be, that you throw in the...
Yeah. You know, we were talking to Lisa Hale about farmers, and she was talking about, actually on her last show on Saturday and Sunday, what did she call that? Like anxiety or something like that with farmers, but...
Egg stress, I think.
Egg stress, yeah. That's what it was. Well, anyway, and I asked her about eggs, and...
That's what we were talking about, duck eggs.
That's what it was. We're talking about duck eggs. But eggs are expensive. I went to the store, and you could only, they limited it.
Really?
When's the last time you saw them ration eggs?
You want to know what I see is the most?
It's 2 dozen you could buy.
Well, here's the other thing that's coming out of that. If you have let, you know, some people have like chickens in their backyard kind of thing, and they do their own stuff. They're telling those people be very careful of the avian flu because people are getting really sick off that.
Really?
That's what's going on with eggs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if one bird gets it in your flock, they all got to go.
So you think those geese down here in the Fox River Trail who's crap ice stepping all the time are just sad?
But anyway.
You know what's so expensive, though? Raspberries and blueberries this time of year. It's like $9. $9 for a little thing of those.
But frozen are still, right? They can't change the price of that too much, right? Are those fresh?
These are fresh. Yeah, those are expensive. It's middle of the, you know, so like, I understand. But like, wow, those are expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. And they don't last. You got to use them within, like, what, 3 days
at the most? You should grow your own and freeze them, John.
Right.
You should grow your own.
Or just buy frozen ones. You're not going to
grow them. I don't think
you can. Sure you can.
I don't think you can grow blueberries. I think they're just wild. Same thing with raspberries are pretty much wild. You can't buy, like, seeds.
What does that mean?
You can't buy a packet of blueberry.
Just go cut some down.
Well, that's what I mean. You got to, there's a lot of work.
I think if you go to the nurseries in spring, you will find the little cuttings that you can plant in the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they're small, and it does take time
for
them to mature.
Even for blueberries, though?
I don't know about blueberries.
I don't think so. I don't think you can home-grow blueberries.
I don't think we know what we're talking about.
I do.
I think frozen vegetables, I would have the same nutritional value as fresh, do they?
Yes.
Okay.
They're pretty close, yeah.
That's what you want to do is just throw those in the fridge. Besides, you live in a condo. You're not going to grow anything.
I got a balcony.
Oh, that's true.
Grow stuff out there. You never know. Actually, I'm looking for a fixer-upper. That's when the wild cores come in. I brought it in my computer because I found some fixer-uppers.
So John Mino is, and I've learned a lot about you and working with you. I mean, I've known you forever, but you are really handy. You are. And you like projects, and you get very anxious in a little 700-square-foot condo.
It's not
for me. Not for you. That condo is not for you. So we got to get you. But you mentioned a couple weeks ago barn dominiums. I've been looking into those. That is cool.
So popular right now.
I didn't know that was a thing until we talked about it. I got to believe in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I think somebody might have heard me say that, and that's where they got the idea from.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying that within 20 miles of here, there's probably 50 you could buy.
I know.
I mean, it's not like we're living in New York or Indianapolis or something. This is kind of rural. This could work for you. I think the Malcors, you should put them on that. And I'd be willing to...
Invest?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
All right. 49%. Oh, speaking of people that get rich. Okay, so in this other book I'm reading about the Baltimore Ravens, when they were... It's about a little bit of the history of the NFL, when the Cleveland Browns... Art Modell had been the owner of the Browns forever. But he had to leave. The city would not build him a new stadium. Free agency had started. They'd take people to show him the old stadium right on Lake Erie, which was cold. It's right by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just cold all the time, the wind coming off of Lake Erie and everything. And they would not build him a new thing. He's like, I don't have any choice. We're not going to get a single free agent, whatever, whatever. But anyway... The owner of the Ravens that became a 49% owner with an option within 3 years to become like 55% or whatever was 29 years old.
No.
He worked for a company that recruited high-tech people for companies that needed people, like really good people in a hurry, was working for a company. They let him go for some reason. Him and some buddies started up in his mom and dad's basement.
I love those stories.
With used thing, and now he's worth about $16 billion. Yeah.
Wow.
And he literally started up in his, the old saying, his mom's basement.
Those are great. He owns the Ravens now?
Still owns the Ravens.
That's a good story.
Now he's 54. But isn't that amazing how some people, I mean.
Yeah. Well, we got time, John.
Well, I'm going to.
Colonel Sanders started when he was 65.
Yeah. My next thing, I'm looking into the high tech industry.
Yeah. Recruiting high tech.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that Indian food.
How about wasabi tech? Quick break. Back after Robert Kennedy is going to be joining us.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract. All natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM. Now WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, which is where we will be tomorrow. Oshkosh. I was looking forward to that. Always great fun. It is so cold out there, folks. 1 below in Green Bay, 0 in Appleton, 1 below in Oshkosh. Feels like 16 below. Robert Kennedy just walked in, and his nose is red. And he's got stuff coming down his mouth. And
but he was wearing, that's a hat and scarf. Did you see him? He was kind of like looking pretty dapper.
Listen, there's a dog outside frozen to a fire hydrant.
That's Milton.
My dog ain't outside.
Robert Kennedy, former senior news reporter for Midwest Communications, WIXX, WTAQ, the whole bunch. Okay, can I just say one thing, Robert? Okay.
Fire away.
Yeah, okay. So when I drove by your place the other day and I looked and it's like your entire window is. Okay, you know how we thought we might win one award in Madison?
Yes, hopeful.
He's literally got 25 of those in his window.
That's awesome.
How many of those do you have, Robert? How many?
I don't really have a account
25?
For you.
About 25?
Oh,
there's more than that.
I don't have a count, but.
that was a good year.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, very nice. Hey, congratulations on a great career. Decided to kind of hang it up, right?
I did. After 42 years, that's a good career.
That's a phenomenal career.
Especially in this business.
Oh.
Tell me about hanging it up. Like, you read a lot
about
it.
We don't know how to do that.
We're talking a little bit about some people who, what do you always say? You're saying.
He starts saying hello when it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah. And that happens in media a little bit too once in a while, right?
It does. And
like Lee Corso? Did you see him the other day?
That's a good example. And that's what I didn't want to be. I got to a point where, and I tell people that I didn't want to be found with my face in a keyboard at my desk in the newsroom. So I've been doing it for so long.
I don't think anybody wants to, but I really want to. If you want to share with us.
Can I just say one thing, Jim? I have to be honest with you. I have been found with my face down on the keyboard newsroom. But go ahead, Robert.
That's called Tuesday.
it's called the morning after. I went out with Frankie Winters the night before.
Right.
It's called starting too early.
Yes.
But you read these books, Halftime, and there's a lot of books about, when's the time, when's the right time, mm-hmm. Was it?
How do you know when it's the right time?
One day, it's like, okay, this is it. Or was there an episode that happened? Or was it just like, did you have a plan 5 years ago? Say, here's the X on the calendar.
No, there wasn't any thing like that. I mean, I was enjoying what I was doing. I enjoyed it right up until Friday was my last day.
Right.
So it wasn't anything like a magic moment, anything like that. The last couple of years I've had... for me, anyway, adventurous vacations in the summer, and I've enjoyed that a lot. And I guess maybe that played a little bit of a role, like I want to continue doing that and maybe expand it more than those 2 weeks or 3 weeks in the summer
and
have a little more, leeway on when I can do those things.
That's
awesome. And that could have been the primary motivator right there.
Hey, well, sis, I follow you, and I've known this for a long time, but you and your son have such a great relationship. The adventures you guys have, I just really enjoy following it on Facebook.
Well, it's fun to, it keeps you young, and it's fun to kind of experience those things through a kid's eyes a lot of times. And anybody that has kids, I'm sure, enjoys going through those moments, whether it's the Christmas or just summer going to Disneyland or just all those things that you might have done as a kid, and you get to relive it again.
Did you go out with a bang, big party, or did you just quietly say, this is it?
Well, pretty much quietly said, this is it. I mean, you're a news person, and that's by nature. I think if you're doing it properly, you're not a personality. You're not a big name individual kind of thing. And so you do your job, and that's at least how I looked at it. And although I must say it was a nice, surprisingly nice send off. At the end of last week.
Everybody that ever had any communication with Robert, at least this is the way it looked to me, Robert, everybody stopped in to say goodbye. I mean, you had so many pictures with so many great radio people that morning. It was awesome.
Well, and that's part of the surprise there. I'd have gotten along better with people, I think, if I don't know they liked me that much.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Take notes, Jim and John. Take
notes. It's too late for us. No, I just give you a lot of credit for, you read these things where you work for whatever, how many years, life expectancy is what, 74, you work and you really only got 11 years to enjoy it. And, you got to pull the plug, and some people are afraid to. Because it's an unknown, right?
It is. And, for me, it was just part of my identity for so long.
Right.
I mean, your self-worth a little bit is tied up in that. If you did something fairly well over a period of time, I mean, you wonder, at least I did, am I going to be able to do something close to this afterwards? Am I just really prepared to kind of go out there without the protection of a job that I was so familiar with that you can kind of do in your sleep?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me yesterday at the store, okay? So I'm checking out, and I had this hat on, like a hunting hat. So, and she goes, you really look familiar, the lady checking me out. I go, She goes, you sound familiar, too. She said, were you on TV or radio or something? I go, yeah, it's a little bit of both. She goes, TV, right? I go, yeah. She goes, I got it. John Zelaski.
She wins the prize.
Honest to God, John Zelaski.
Wow. That's funny.
Wow, that's a hybrid, all right.
Yeah, it is. That is. I don't...
We got to set a quick break here pretty quick. But Robert, I want to talk a little bit about getting into this business, how you and I both started, basically, and our generation versus nowadays, and just some of the fun things you covered. I mean, I know you've been in his office interviewing him at times, right?
I've called this man up at 6 in the morning on occasion. The biggest mistake he ever made in his life was making sure that I had his personal number. Yeah.
You were always kind, and I didn't mind taking those calls. But Todd and I went to a career day, and there were a lot of kids that wanted to get into media. So Johnny and I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Would you encourage that? Or you say, look, stay away, you know, like us politicians do to our kids.
I also got a text here from Todd. John won't grow blueberries because they're too hard, and he'll build birdhouses, allegedly grow mushrooms, and apparently bike to Wausau. Todd.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, our colleague Jimmy Cuska joins us to talk about potential changes within Wisconsin sports. Not everybody's happy. And how much money are we spending already on that Wisconsin Supreme Court race? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, more water, more help. A fresh team of firefighters has arrived in the Los Angeles area, along with additional tankers, as those fierce Santa Ana winds pick up once again in Southern California. The fires have so far killed 24 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. The Department of Justice making public the final report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Smith determining, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio,
prosecutors had evidence to prove that the 2020 election was not stolen despite Trump's repeated allegations to the contrary. In a letter obtained by ABC News that Smith sent Attorney General Merrick Garland last week along with his final report, Smith defended his conduct as fully lawful, free of partisan influence, and vital to the aspirations of the justice system.
Confirmation hearings begin this morning for Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth. This is ABC News.